And next up on the call is Penn State's Carolyn Kieger. The Lady Lions are the number 14 seed in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play a first-round tournament game on Wednesday against number 11 seed Minnesota on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could, please give us an opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, everyone. I think we're excited for a 0-0 record as we enter the Big Ten tournament, you know, a chance to potentially knock people off and ruin people's day, as we say it. You know, it's March Madness. Anything can happen. So I think our team is excited for a fresh start. Been obviously getting better as we go. Can't string four quarters together yet, but we've played glimpses, I think, against every team that we've played and shown spurts and moments. So I'm excited for hopefully the chance to put it all together for a 40-minute game.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's open the floor to the media for their questions.
Thank you. At this time, to ask an audio question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Kieger. Obviously, I've known you a long time going back to your Marquette days. I'm thinking back to your first Marquette season, kind of similar to what you're experiencing here. What did you kind of hope that you laid down from a cultural foundation perspective kind of through this year that, you know, now that, you know, the regular season's over, you feel like, all right, this aspect, I've been through it before. I feel like I've been able to leave this aspect with this group and kind of push forward off of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have been through this before. Very similar. You know, you come in and you want to set your tone. You want to set the culture. For me, first and foremost, it's all about work habits. You know, what does it look like to have, you know, a high standard? How hard are we going to play? You know, regardless of the scoreboard, we're not giving up. We're going to get better every day. We're going to chip away. We're going to get skill work in. We're going to develop our players. And a lot of the times when you have only 1 year to do that and you only have 1 year to play up, player develop or one off season, it doesn't happen overnight. So for me and my staff, it's, you know, making sure we're having patience, but we're teaching life lessons along the way. That's not necessarily showing up right now in the wins and loss column, but by next year it'll pay dividends. So I'm happy of where we are in terms of culture and where they understand where we want to take this program. And then obviously we just got to keep chipping away and keep getting our players better.
And then looking at two of your young players, McKenna Marisa, Anna Camden, Coach, where would you say kind of they are? You know, they've gotten through the regular season. Maybe they have a chance to kind of just reboot for a couple of days. Where would you say those two players are for them to, you know, to take steps and perhaps start playing like sophomores for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, right, is you need your young kids to step up in postseason play and play like vets. And they've certainly logged enough minutes this year to be able to take a big step here in the Big Ten tournament. And my hope is that all the lessons that we've learned and all the film sessions will pay off and that a light bulb will go off and, you know, we'll have a big epiphany, as you will, and hopefully have a chance to put ourselves in a position to win a ball game at the end. But, you know, at the end of the day, whether it happens this year or, you know, leading into next year, the minutes that our young kids have played this year will be so valuable next year. You know, whether those minutes were losses or wins, they logged a significant amount of minutes, and they had to handle pressure. They had to handle failure. They had to handle, you know, negative assist to turnover ratios, and all that stuff adds up down the stretch. So I'm excited, and I think another one of those freshmen that you got to add to the mix is Shea Higgins. I think she's really stepped up and probably been the most improved player on our team in the second half of Big Ten play.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of Brian Calloway of the Lansing State Journal.
Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about Alicia Smith and kind of the things that you've seen from her this year and how she's also tried to become a leader for a younger group as well, too.
Yeah, so Alicia obviously had her Achilles last year, and we didn't get her this offseason. She was still rehabbing and coming back. So I think she's finally starting to find her groove back and get a little bit more confident on that foot and get her momentum and just get her – you know, overall confidence back. And I think it's starting to come. I think it's been a year of her adjusting and a year of her getting her, you know, just mind back right after sitting out. And obviously going through an Achilles rehab is grueling. But for her, obviously she's a lengthy rim runner for us. She stretches, you know, the floor in transition with her running the lane and running as hard as she can. She can block shots. She can alter shots. You know, we're trying to make her a more mobile post player so she can take it from the high post, so, you know, and Sigma and face up the basket in the low post. I thought she was very active last night against Michigan State. We just got to make sure we keep her out of foul trouble and keep her on the court.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Again, to ask Coach the question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Vera Jones of the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
What specific goals have been met, or biggest positive changes have you seen from day one to now, especially as you look towards going into the tournament to play Minnesota, who I believe you have not seen since the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I think the biggest goal for me that's been met is our team is starting to understand when they should hold themselves and each other accountable. And I think that's a hard lesson for people to learn as you're trying to, you know, change the standards and change the culture is when is it not good enough? You know, when is average not okay anymore? And when you start to feel that attitude shift in the locker room, when you start to feel it at practice, when they start to understand they can give more, they can go harder, they can hold each other accountable more, they can call each other out more, they can take accountability for themselves, I think is when you really start to feel like it's becoming a player-led program versus a coach-led. So my ultimate goal is to, you know, feed them the information, but then for them to take over and lead. And we've seen it in spurts. We're not there yet, but I've seen it in moments, and I think if we can continue to do that and have those more moments lead up to an entire practice or to an entire segment of practice versus just one or two big moments a day, I think that's when I know that we're really shifting. In terms of our offense, I think our offense has drastically improved the last, you know, 3 weeks just in terms of spacing and what kind of shot quality we want and time per touch with our passing. And defensively, obviously, we're still getting better and learning as a young team. And I think that's obviously, you know, when you come in and have – freshmen and people who haven't played significant minutes playing a lot defensively is always, you know, where you need to learn rotations and when you need to learn positioning and timing. And I think that's, you know, what we need to get better at. But I'm pleased with where our offense has headed in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask the coach a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.